producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do so. I would again urge you to call me early rather than late in the hour, just because I can give you more time. And we haven't actually done email for a while, so I thought we would actually start off this hour with an email with my talented engineer and songbird, Trevor.
Hello.
There you go.
Okay, this email comes to us from Claudia, or Claudia, who writes...
I kind of like that, Claudia.
Claudia.
It's very French.
Yeah. She writes, "Hi, Dr. Joy. I've been listening to your podcast, and a few times you've mentioned the Amish Devil's Year, or Hell Year. It's actually not known as either of those. It's called Rumspringa, which comes from the Dutch meaning running around. It isn't a year when Amish can do anything that they want to. You mentioned drinking, drugs, and having sex. It is simply a time when some Amish groups let their teens, boys more than girls, experience greater freedom. The kids who do try more worldly activities will do things such as wear non-Amish clothes, go to the movies, or buy a TV. The more rebellious ones might drive a car or go to a bar. TV shows have made it seem like it's a time when Amish kids go absolutely wild, but that's not really what. But that's not the reality of what Rumspringa is. I live in central PA, where there's a large Amish population, and have become friends with some people who left the Amish culture. So, have learned a little bit about Amish culture. I really enjoy your show. Thanks for all of your hard work."
Well, you're welcome, but I think that there were going to be a lot of people who disagree with you, including a couple of documentaries. So, and obviously, a documentary almost by definition is going to have a point of view, and it's going to be something, you know, watching kids trade in their bonnet for a Gap t-shirt is not very interesting. So it may be that they pick out the more rebellious or the more, theatrical or dramatic kinds of experiences. But it varies. I also lived in Pennsylvania for a while, and went to school with a bunch of Amish kids, and was actually lived in New York, Pennsylvania, which was at least the kind of center and Lancaster was the center of Amish culture at the time. So it's going to vary wildly and greatly, and I think some of it is pretty benign. And I mean, to a certain extent, if you think about it, every culture allows. We were talking about Edgar the Peaceful, who became king at 16, and 16 then was obviously a significantly different age in that people lived to about 30. 35 maybe. So being a 16-year-old was significantly different. And if you figure boys get bar mitzvahed at what, I think 13, so which says that, okay, now in terms of the group, we view you as a man. The American culture has the ability, probably more than any other culture, to prolong adolescence nearly infinitely. I mean, to the extent of kids going home after school, after they've graduated even from college or grade school or medical school and living at home. So, especially these days with this economy, and the stock market is not cooperating very much today. But so the idea of giving teenagers more leeway than you did before, especially when they graduate from high school, which is usually around 18, is not unusual. And I think that the issue about the Amish is that because it's such a restrictive culture in a lot of ways, especially from the end, so secluded and isolated from the outside world, that any inroads either of the outside world into that culture, or more appropriately descriptive of that culture into, or individuals from that culture into the greater world, are going to be somewhat disruptive. But for me, the issue is not what they do, or whether it's changing your bonnet or changing your shirt with no buttons for a Gap t-shirt, or whether you're doing drugs, sex, rock and roll in New York. It's the idea, the psychology behind it, of saying that before you can choose for a restrictive lifestyle, you need to be aware of what your choices are, so that you don't get into something, you just follow blindly into something, and then at some point think, geez, how did I get here? and have that rebellion, much like marriage to a certain extent, of people who marry very young and then think, gee, what did I do? And in fact, I was mentioning earlier, last hour, that the book, the novel, Mrs. Poe, and Edgar Allan Poe married his cousin. He was, I think, 25 or 26, and she was 13. And the explanation for it, at least in the book, was that he was really very much a lost soul, and she really looked up to him. And he felt that he sort of got a family with his aunt as well as his cousin. And but then as people grow up and older, I mean, that's one of the reasons why people are not very much in favor of really young people marrying, it is that is we change, and some people change and some people don't. So but the idea was not either to sensationalize that year or to describe it, because again, your description is certainly much more bland than the documentaries that I've seen, and in fact some of the people I've known, which is neither here nor there. My point has always been not that it's raising hell, but that it's giving kids an option to experience what they're renouncing before they renounce it. It's hard to renounce an abstraction, as you hear me talk about all the time. So, alrighty, 855-993-7569. Speaking of kids, I thought what we would do is take a look at something that we've been has sort of been talking about, mostly because there was a an article that says that the teachers are being more and more concerned that adults, that parents are doing kids' homework for them rather than them doing their homework, especially in elementary school. I think by the time they're in junior high school or high school, that the kids, parents, the kids probably know stuff that the parents don't. So I thought we'd just look at that for a moment of helping. Did your parents help you with your homework, Trevor?
A little bit. Every once in a while. It's hard.
Did they ever do your homework for you?
No, not even by a long shot. You know, I mean, I think they were pretty adamant that I hash it out as much as I could by myself, and critical thinking, and try and find the tools I needed on my own, and all this and that. So,
all right. So, what have we got here? What have people said?
Yes. So, Jessica says, I proofread my daughter's essays and suggest revisions. Sometimes she agrees, and sometimes she wants it as it is. That's okay. She's 12.
So you proofread them whether she wants you to or not?
I think she
read that. Read the beginning of that.
I proofread my daughter's essays and suggest revisions.
Ooh, I wouldn't do that unless she asked for it.
Right.
Yeah, I think that you're being a good parent and you love her, but I wouldn't do it. I'd say to you to her, I'll do it if you want me to, but I wouldn't do it. Because either she'll learn or she won't learn, and if you do it, then she figures, well, Mom will catch the errors, and it's something to fight with you about. Pick your battles. They're better battles. Let her teach her worry about that. I wouldn't do it, unless she specifically asked for it. Mm-hmm. And I know you're trying to help her, but it sounds like she's, first of all, not appreciative of it, and second of all, she's not going to learn as much. Okay. All right. So. All right, let's see what other people said.
Lorraine says, my kids are grown now, but judging from the homework assignments of my grandchildren, I would say that the parents are the teachers now. Projects are not age-appropriate. They're for show, and parents need to do most of the work because the expectations are far beyond the abilities of the child. The amount of homework is excessive because children need too much reinforcement to learn concepts for which they're not ready.
Well, I mean, I think you need to talk with other parents. The question is, is that a general kind of idea, or is your kid having some trouble? Again, it's if every kid, I mean, presumably, if every kid is having that kind of problem, then presumably the teacher, I mean, if a teacher gives an exam and everybody fails it, that means the teacher has failed to teach the kids. If a teacher gives an exam and half the class fails and half passes, I would still argue the teacher doesn't know what they're doing. The teacher has got some problems. But if a couple of kids are failing and everybody else is doing okay, then the kid is having a problem. So I think you probably need, before you make that assumption, and certainly before you give that impression to your kid, I think you need to check with other parents and other kids, and maybe even the teacher. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink, and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. As I mentioned, if you have a specific question about the time that my program is heard in your particular market or the hours, you're better off calling the station just because it's a little hard for us to keep track of all the stations and when they carry it and when they preempt it and when they do best ofs. And so... I know that my phone number is the one, hopefully it sticks in your head because I give it out so often, but you're still probably better in Googling the radio station. Not to mention, you then get to talk with the person who's in charge of the programming, which means that you, and you'd be amazed to how few people actually call the program director, especially when they're happy with something. When they're unhappy, everybody seems to call. So, So give them a call. Alrighty. All right. Let's do our other things about parents helping kids with homework. You can hear, in one hand, proofreading your kids' work without them asking you to do it, I don't think is a very good idea. And assuming your kid is getting too much homework, I think you need to talk with the teacher, not necessarily as a complaint, but to ask if other kids are feeling that, and other parents have complained about it. Because if your kid's the only kid, then your kid probably needs more help. If your kid is one of a large group, then the teacher probably needs to know, to be aware of that as well. Alrighty? All right, let's hear what else we got.
Matt says, occasional help with math problems and some proofreading written assignments. Other than that, 95% is done without our participation or not done.
Yeah, I think a parent's responsibility in terms of homework, as far as I'm concerned, is to provide the time and space to do it. And do not say things like, as soon as your homework is done, you can watch TV, because guess what will get short shrift? I don't think there should be any TV during the week. That's why TiVo was invented. That's why Friday was invented. There's not that much on TV that I think is worth watching anyway, as we know. But sort of saying to your kid, did you get your homework done? And I mean, checking their homework, you know, I think should be at the discretion of the kid. To make sure they did it, I think is fine. Say, let's see your homework assignment. Did you do it? But if, in terms of proofreading, correcting, saying here's a mistake, I think you should make that as an option for your kid of saying, would you like me to go over it with you? As opposed to, I'm going to go over it with you. Because if they have the assumption that you're going to check it anyway, then they're going to be less careful about spelling. They're going to be less careful about decimal points. They're going to be less careful, which means that they really haven't learned very much. All right? All righty. We got any more of those?
That was it. Although I've got to say that in reading those, it kind of dawned on me what it seems like homework is one of those things that's kind of just universally accepted. But what are they kind of trying to teach by sending kids home with stuff to work on?
Well, it's a good question, and there have been some sort of movements that say that the teaching should be done on the school grounds, that everything that you learned in school that you need to learn during that time that you're in school. That's why study halls were invented. But the idea being, and I think this probably came, I was going to say it came in the 50s, but I think there was homework before that. Let's see what happens when we Google homework. The idea being when the and especially now it's going to be a very hard argument to make because we are doing so poorly on standardized exams, especially in science, that saying now, well, we should get rid of homework. But I think that's probably when it really started. Homework philosophy. Let's try. Homework philosophy statement. Let's try it and see what that says. During the Sputnik era, of the idea of the Russians being so far ahead of us, and the idea of you having, how do you catch up, and the idea being, because a lot of places do not have just the 8-month school year, that there's a 12-month school year, and that theory keeps floating around with the idea of more parents working, so that they really, what do you do with your kids over the summer? We know the retention rate over the summer is just plummets, so the idea is to try and jam a year's worth of information, I suppose, in theory, in 8 months. Also, when kids have vacations and snow days and whatever. So,
do you know, I gotta say, I lived in Colorado for a time in elementary school. I was in elementary school, and we had year-round school, and it was the best. It was so cool because we got 3 weeks of vacation every, I don't know, however many months, and it was sometimes in winter, sometimes in spring, sometimes in summer. So, just breaking it up, and it was, I think, year-round school is the way to go.
You did go. You did do year-round school.
Yep. It was awesome.
Was this a private school?
No, it was public school. I think it was the thing that Colorado, if they don't still do it, they did at that time. It's just statewide year-round school.
I think it's a much better idea. The idea, supposedly, of school only being you getting off for the summer was when we were in an agrarian economy, because right. Kids had to go home and help on the farm with the harvest, with the planting and, you know, and the work that was done in the summer. But we're not an agrarian society anymore. Most parents work. And, again, kids don't. Most kids, even though they say they hate school, by the middle of the summer, are bored out of their minds. So let's say, I'm just trying to find homework policy. There's lots of stuff, but it really doesn't say homework history. Maybe we should try that, because what I'm just homework has, I think, not always been a part of the school system. Did you have homework when you had year-round school?
Oh yeah, we did have homework.
Yeah, homework history. They've got answers and help.
I think I read a thing recently where it said that Finland has gone away with having homework.
There have been other school systems that have gotten away from it. Mm. Let's see. Here I just found something. Thank goodness for Google. Homework is a long-standing education tradition that until recently has seldom been questioned. The concept of homework has become so ingrained in culture that homework is part of the common vernacular, as exemplified by statements such as, do your homework before taking a trip. So obviously they didn't do their homework before they presented their proposal, or the marriage counselor gave us homework to do. It became generations ago when schooling consisted primarily of reading, writing, and arithmetic, and rote learning dominated. Simple tasks of memorization and practice were easy for children to do at home, and the belief was that such mental exercise disciplined the mind. Homework has generally been viewed as a positive practice and accepted without question as part of the student routine. Over the years, homework in U.S. schools has evolved from the one simple task of memorizing math facts or writing spelling words to complex projects. As the culture has changed and as schools and families have changed, homework has become problematic for more and more students, parents, and teachers. The internet and bookstores are crowded with books offering parents advice on how to get children to do homework. Frequently, the advice for parents is to remain positive. Only a handful of books suggest that parents should have the right to question the amount of homework or the value of the task itself. Teachers, overwhelmed by an already glutted curriculum and pressures related to standardized tests, assign homework in an attempt to develop student skills and to extend learning time. At the same time, they are left frustrated when the students who most need more time to learn seem the least likely to complete homework. Teachers are afraid not to give homework for fear of being perceived as easy. With diversity among learners in our schools at levels that are higher than ever, many teachers continue to assign the same homework to all students in the class and continue to disproportionately fail students from lower-income households for not doing homework, in essence punishing them for lack of an adequate environment in which to do homework. At a time when demand for accountability has reached a new high in its intensity, research fails to prove that all homework is worth all that trouble. Although many people remain staunchly in favor, a growing number of teachers are beginning to question the practice. Examining the beliefs behind the practice, the wisdom of assigning hours of homework, the absurdly heavy backpack, and the failure that can result when some students don't complete homework, a growing suspicion that something is wrong with homework. There you go. Alrighty. On the last 100 years, so that's what I'm saying, is that it's a relatively recent educational phenomenon. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure.
exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, this is good news for Matt Damon, because we had a story this week that said that they think that they found running water on Mars, which is a little late for Matt, but I'm sure he'll be pleased. He stars in The Martian. As I said in the review, he becomes a charming Sandra Bullock, which dealt with a similar story about somebody stranded in space in Gravity a couple of years ago. This is The Martian. Bring him home with his cute little face being on all the posters. I thought this was a terrific movie. I saw it in 3D. I am not a fan of 3D particularly, but this one is worth seeing in 3D. In fact, a couple of the movies are on 3D this week. The story is, during a manned mission to Mars, astronaut Mark Watney is presumed dead after a fierce storm and left behind by his crew. And obviously there wouldn't be a story. I don't know anything about movies before I see them. I really go out of my way to not know anything about a movie before I've seen it. And, I mean, part of the thing is, I don't want to have a preformed opinion, because if there's something about the movie, it's usually someone who's seen it before I have. And one of my deals is, I don't want to be influenced by somebody else's opinion of the movie. I want to just go into it and see it. And I want to see it basically in the same way you do it, except it occurs to me that you have two advantages, or at least two sources of information that I don't have. One is previews, which I think are wonderful, but because I almost never see a movie in a movie theater, I almost never see previews, which are, I think, wonderful. Quite often will give away the entire plot and are often better than the movie, but I don't see them. So you probably know more about movies going in than I do, number one. Number two, presumably some of you listen to my reviews. And number three, some of you read other people's reviews. So this one, for some reason, I just thought it had to do with Little Green Men or something, because this is the season, because it's close to Halloween, where they put out scary movies. This is not. It is scary, but it is charming. And Matt Damon, I think, is a charming actor. I think he's aged very well. And you really sort of feel that you're with him the entire time. He didn't find the running water. It wasn't on his part of Mars. He has to use his ingenuity, wit, and spirit to subsist and find a way to signal the Earth that he is alive. In addition to Matt Damon, Jessica Chastain is in it. Kristen Wiig, who has essentially nothing to do in this movie. I don't even know why she's in it. Kate Mara is also in it. It's a fun movie to watch. There are also some other big names in this that you will run into. Jeff Daniels is in it, and have a great time watching this. And I think every science geek will love this. Some of the science, to be quite honest, would simply not work. I mean, having worked on the space program, I can tell you some of the stuff is fanciful. But you don't care, right? It's fun to watch the poster of bringing him home. I mean, you're rooting for him. You're worried about him. In 3D, it's amazing. You feel like you're there. You're going to bite your fingernails along with him. Ridley Scott does a great job of directing. And, of course, Ridley did Alien, and Aliens. So we know that he's at home at space. And I thought this was a really fun movie. So I probably gave it 5 stars. So it will probably be the number one movie this week. However, it's got two really good movies that will give it some competition. This is one of those weeks where you wish that they'd spread them out a little bit, because they're two really, really good movies, three really good movies. The second is The Walk, which opened in IMAX, I think, yesterday. Yeah, only. If you can, see this in 3D. It's the story. It's based on the memoirs of Philippe Petit, who was the guy who walked between the Twin Towers, and the fact that what the Twin Towers have come to mean to us adds additional poignancy to the story. Robert Zemeckis does a terrific job of directing it, and you get to watch all the preparations. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, I think, will probably be nominated for an Oscar for this, just because he is terrific in it. He also plays Snowden, which has been, for some reason, pushed back till next spring. Maybe because they think this is Oscar contender and they don't want to have two movies that where he's starring in them. This blends recreations and factual accounts. This is by different turns charming and scary, I will tell you, if you're scared of heights, this may not be your movie, because for the last half hour you were on that wire. It also has kind of an interesting cameo by Ben Kingsley, and I'm not going to tell you very much about it. The rest of the cast are people that you really don't know very well, or at least I don't. Charlotte Le Bon, Guillaume Bayerjian, and Emile Leclerc. But part of the fun of having actors that you don't know is you don't know what's going to happen to them. And one of them nearly steals the movie out from underneath everybody. It's really fun to watch. This one is 2 hours and 3 minutes. The Martian is 2 hours and 21 minutes. So they're both long movies, which is going to affect their box office because they're both long. So, I mean, a 90-minute movie, you can have more of them during a during the day. So their box office will be affected by a little bit. But they're both really terrific movies, and you should go see them. The other one, Sicario, which I reviewed for you, I think, last week, but it opens wide today. This is, again, a very well-directed movie. It is 2 full hours. It stars Emily Blunt, Josh Brolin, Benicio del Toro, John Bernthal. And this is probably one of the better depictions of part of the drug war that goes on between U.S. and Mexico. It is scary. You see the world through night vision goggles part of the time. And I guess all three of these are really nail-biting movies. You're going to feel that you're there in all three of the cases. And at least in one of them, with The Walk, which was also, there was also a very good documentary last year called Man on Wire, which I think actually may have won some awards, was a documentary about the same story. And they used some of the footage from that. And with The Walk, you know what happens, right? If you know anything about the situation, you're still convinced that he's going to fall off that damn wire. But it's all three of the movies are really good at helping you to look at a situation. They really place you there with charming characters. Emily isn't quite so charming, but she is she's fun to watch. And Josh Brolin is charming. They're all in their own ways subversive movies. They're all in their own way movies about the human spirit. And they're wildly entertaining. The fourth movie that I was sent you to is, which no one's going to see this weekend, but in fairness to both the movie and to you folks, it's called Taxi. And it's made by an Iranian who plays a taxi driver because he's a movie director and his films are banned. He's on house arrest. So in order to survive and support his family, he drives a taxi. And he films the customers in his taxi. And so you have a whole different look at life there, including bootleg CDs and people who take live goldfishes to shrines and deals gone bad and good and women who have been, again, I would include it. It's not nearly as entertaining as a movie, and it's certainly not a Hollywood movie by any stretch of the imagination, but I would include it in a group of people of the resiliency of the human spirit and the will to survive. And as I said, all of them are subversive in their own ways of saying, that the system doesn't necessarily work and you have to be very self-reliant and you have to use your head and things may not always be what they seem. So you can get more details at drjoy.com when you order your ProPure as well. You can go and check out the movies and see. As I said, I'm trying to think if there's been a week recently where I've been as enthusiastic about all the movies that we're opening. In terms of what, you know, choosing between The Martian and The Walk and Sicario, I'm trying to think what I'd choose. I don't know. I really loved all three of them for very different reasons. But they all, as I said, had in common that they were wildly entertaining. You're on the edge of your seat the entire time. I guarantee you're not going to be doing your shopping list during any three of these movies. You know, you're not going to be checking your time. And basically, they're all probably a little bit longer than they actually had to be. But you won't notice the length. It's not like you're saying, okay, the middle was really soggy about this one. They're all 2 hours or more. But they're all worth your time and effort, and you'll feel like you've got your money's worth. And you may want to take an aspirin with you because they may give you, with all that tension, a bit of a headache. But they're all really good movies. So enjoy yourself with the movies this weekend. Transylvania is also did very well last weekend. It's the only movie that you can still take your kids to, so it'll probably continue to do well. May even be number one because these guys are going to split some of the audience. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, my little charmers. Alright, a bunch of people, including Trevor, sent me this story, right? Alright, here's the story. This woman skipped a wedding after RSVPing, then she says she received a bill. Alright, and she's from dun, 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 Minnesota. Alright. I know. Minnesota's getting a hard time, and to the extent I think we should put up on Facebook. Okay, do you folks from Minnesota feel that you have, you know, different sort of characteristics than other people? Or let's just put up, do you think your state, people who live in your state have different characteristics than people in other states? All right, so here's the deal. She RSVP'd to the wedding for she and her husband. Our babysitter fell through, who was her mom. And so they sent a bill that said, here's your bill for two meals plus tax and a service charge. It was like, let's see how much, I think it was $80, something like that. $75.90. They had herb-crusted walleye. Price was $30. Service and tax charge was $7.95. So it came to $75.90. Actually, that would be it's $75.90. And they decided to treat it as a joke. It is really frustrating. If you've ever sort of had something where you ask for people to RSVP, the first thing you learn is that people don't RSVP, even if you put in a little card, okay? So, and the first time, a couple times this happened, either people wouldn't RSVP, and I ended up calling them, and then, I'd be furious because I thought, I'm having a party, I'm providing all this stuff, and I don't know how many people are coming. And for a wedding, you're talking about an expensive kind of thing. And so people don't RSVP. And so then you have to call them, and then you're angry with them for not RSVPing. So the whole thing is now everybody's tense. Or in this particular case, they did RSVP and then didn't come. I do not think it's okay to actually send a bill to somebody because you can be obviously frustrated about it. So we'll ask about cultural faux pas. About not RSVPing. But folks, I mean, this is a sense of frustration on somebody's part. And the bride and groom, I mean, look, donate it to charity or something like that. But in theory, I mean, they had to pay for the meal probably fairly far in advance. And I guess, you know, what I probably would have done, to be quite honest, is sent them the money with the idea of being that I was going to send them a wedding gift anyway. And so, you know, I'd probably send more than that and say, listen, I apologize for wasting the food because I don't like wasting food either. And please go and have a lovely dinner on me or something like that. Send them a gift certificate for a restaurant. Because, I mean, things do happen, but I do think that there also should be a sense of responsibility about it. So I know everybody's outraged about this, but I think they have a point. They probably have lost a friend, and I wouldn't do it. I mean, if you're asking me if I would do it, I would not do it. But still, I think they do have a perfectly legitimate point in that, you know, you go to a lot of trouble and a lot of expense. And man, $30 for a meal is for a wedding is pretty cheap. So there we go.
You know what I got to say before we move on?
Please.
The bride and groom in this situation do not sound Minnesotan. I just cannot get my mind around it. It doesn't sound like that's way too overt.
You're suggesting they would be more, well, it's a little passive aggressive.
Yeah, but it's too.
But
aggressive.
All they did was they sent the bill. They didn't actually write a note.
Yeah, the passive aggressive part kind of matches a little bit, but the actual going out there and saying, "Hey, give us money," that's way too over the. That's too much. That's over the top.
They didn't
I can't
do
see
that.
It happening.
All they did was they sent the bill.
Well, right. I that's the part I can't see.
See, I think that's passive aggressive. But you're saying it doesn't sound like Minnesota to you.
No, it's too much. This way.
What would you have? Would you have done anything?
Oh, you would have made a passive-aggressive comment. Oh, we were sorry to miss you. Oh, yeah, it was a great service and all that. You know, but to send a bill, that's insane. Insanity.
Well, it did make the point, I suppose. But again, yeah, it does seem, it's one of those things, it's like hitting send button, and then you think, oh, crap, what did I just do? So, all right, here's another story did we already put it up on the website? That it turns out Wales has banned smoking in cars with children inside, which I think is a really good idea. So we're saying, people really do have to stop smoking. I really want to give people who smoke, I suppose, an opportunity to explain. I don't know, how do you explain smoking?
It doesn't seem like you can get much enjoyment out of it. It doesn't seem like.
Oh no, I know smokers. No. Smokers who really feel that. My father was one. He said he really enjoyed smoking.
Really?
He stopped. Both my parents smoked when we were growing up. None of us do. And we begged my parents. My mother stopped smoking like 400 times. You know, she stopped smoking. I have given it up. When my nieces were, I think one of them was two and the other was four or something. I think there may be more age difference than that. But one of them came up and said, Grandpa, I want you to stop smoking because I don't want you to die. And he never took another cigarette. And he'd been smoking at that point since he'd been like 8 years old, literally. And he never took another cigarette. And my mother stopped a couple of years after that because they had this sort of contentious, competitive marriage where if your father can stop smoking, well, I can stop smoking. So they actually stopped. That they both, after we were out of the house, they both stopped smoking. And we were incredibly grateful to my nieces for doing that. We just wish we'd had nieces earlier. You get fined in England and Wales if you have kids inside the car where you're smoking. It went into effect Thursday. Police are not expected to issue fines because they have to get accustomed to it. Well, the best way to get accustomed to it is issue a couple of fines. They're taking an educational advisory and non-confrontational approach for at least the first 3 months. This would see people being given warnings rather than being issued with fines. Smoking advocates called the new law unenforceable, but health officials and other smoking groups hailed the measure as the most important since a general ban on smoking in workplaces and closed public spaces took effect in England in 2007. It brings them into line with other countries that have taken similar measures. I don't think we have that in the States. I don't know any state that bans cigarette smoking in cars with kids. We should.
Yeah, not that I'm aware of. But yeah, totally.
It's a $75 fine.
Good.
It says ban means who smokes inside a car with children under 18 will face a $75 fine. Drivers face the same penalty even if they are not smoking. What does that mean? Oh, so the driver. So if your passenger is smoking,
Ostensibly,
I guess the law applies even if the vehicle windows or sunroof are open. It does not apply to a convertible if the top is down and properly stowed. And use of electronic cigarettes is not affected by the legislation. It's not been introduced in Scotland or Northern Ireland. It's one of those issues. I was at a board meeting last night for my condo, and the issue was mandatory maintenance on the air conditioners. And I kept saying, you're presenting it wrong. People will never go along with anything that says mandatory. But the only issue about your air conditioner that I care about is whether it'll leak. If the motor breaks down, I don't care because that's your problem. You just won't cool off. But if it leaks, I care. So what we need to do is just have something that says, we're going to take care of the leaks. Psychological, folks. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? At the same time, over 40% of all sports, concert, and theater tickets go unsold. So how come we're all paying so much when so many seats go empty? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, we guarantee you'll save on great sports, concert, and theater tickets. And we're not talking about last-minute nosebleed seats to events you don't want to see, but millions of great seats for the best events, days, weeks, even months in advance. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever. There are lots of places to buy tickets, but if you really want to save, then check out scorebig.com.
And now save even more at scorebig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 2424, and we'll take an additional $20 off your ticket purchase. That's scorebig.com, promo code 242.